back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back into the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. Richmond Weaver in is a co-host today. William from Georgia got things stirred up a little bit. Talking about his Georgia Bulldogs are on the come up. They're coming back. Phone lines are open. Northland Communication phone lines, 654-ROAR. Text line, 986-1566. We've gotten like 15 texts about William. Some that I can read. Some that I can't read. Moron pills used to be prescription only. I think they're over the counter now in Georgia. I thought that was a funny one. Listen, I lived down in Georgia or down in Atlanta for the better part of two decades. So I've been hearing people like William call into radio shows talking about how this is Georgia's year again and again and again. Mark Richt could never close the deal. Kirby Smart has upped the recruiting. Georgia's one of the best teams in the country. Absolutely. They've got an unbelievable amount of talent, but until they get over that hump, it's hard to say that this is going to be their year. They've got to prove themselves, and they've blown it the last couple of years.
Well, and as William mentioned, hey, Clemson can be beat. Well, hello. Yeah, any team can be beat, and I've seen Georgia get beat.
Yep.
So he's not going too far out on a limb there with that statement. But where I still get frustrated is that these SEC fans fall into this trap that the SEC is the most dominant conference out there, and it's so subjective, but one of the main reasons is because for the past 10 to 15 years, there's been this commercial that has been playing every single year, and it's coming from the big gorilla ESPN.
Yeah.
That everything is about the SEC, and I'm sorry, it does affect people's viewpoint, because why do commercials continue to play over and over and over again and companies spend billions of dollars on commercials? Because they work.
Yeah.
Right? Because they do influence your behavior. At some point, you might deny that, oh, it doesn't affect me, but subconsciously it does. And that's why I feel that over the past 15 years, it has just bled over into people's subconsciousness that, oh, well, if that player is being recruited by an SEC school, oh, well, he's got to be a five-star.
Yep.
All right. Well, that team is SEC. Well, they've got to be in the top 25. Kentucky last year, at one point they had three losses and they were still in the top 15.
Yes.
I mean, it's insane.
LSU was like number six with three losses there for a while.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm totally with you. Hey, let's go to the phone. Scott wants to talk about Georgia as well. Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, guys, I just want to kind of give a response to William or Billy or Mac or Buddy or whatever his name was there. But, you know, I've got family that's been in Georgia for five decades, and he's the prototypical Georgia fan all my life, and I'm 58 years old. I've been hearing the same thing. This year, how many national championships have they won, 15, 20, 25? Because that's what it seems like if you talk to the average Georgia fan. But that guy, I've been hearing him call in for about a month, and it's been chiding on my nerves. But what he needs to do is go pick up his Viagra refill, and he needs to come back down and live in reality. Now, they look like they're on their way, but they've been looking like they're on their way for four decades. So I don't know. I just he just irritated me this morning, and he needs to get a good dose of reality, and that's all I got.
Scott's bringing it. This is fun.
William touched a nerve in the upstate about Georgia football. Get in on the Northland Communication phone line, 654-7627. That's 654-ROAR. Also hit us up on the text line, 986-1566. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, at Childress Mark. Feel free to respond there as well. Love to hear from you. Bless his heart, coming in on the text line. Gene from Greenville, please tell William to dial back the anger a little bit and change the station to a Bulldog station so he can drink the Kool-Aid. He touched a nerve. Georgia football. It's interesting stuff. Hey, John from down in Atlanta. John, which side of the fence do you fall in on this, buddy? You a Georgia fan?
I am a Georgia fan. I'm not quite as passionate as as William is, but I did just kind of want to make a, you know, kind of add a little bit to what William's frustration is from a, but when you look at the SEC, I think you guys would agree that when you look at the attendance and football games, that the SEC would be number one, correct?
I'm guessing they would be number one. I mean, a lot of those, I'm not trying to get picky, right? But a lot of those Big Ten schools have such giant stadiums. But across the board, my guess is that the SEC would have the largest attendance as a conference.
Sure. And so I actually know the number. It's actually 72,000 is the average attendance for an SEC game. And so, you know, when you look at what we're talking about in the SEC, and first of all, let me just say this. Clemson would be a dominant SEC team. I'm not denying that at all. If Clemson was in there, it's just here's the point, and what we look at is if you're Clemson and for some like Georgia or Alabama, and you go and you play an out of on the road game, and you're playing against 80,000, you're at Tennessee, it's 100,000, you're at Florida, it's 80,000, and you have an off game. You're Clemson, you probably are the number one team, but you have an off game, and you're playing in front of 80,000 fans. That game became harder. As if you're compared to playing, let's say, Syracuse, that has, what, 40,000?
Maybe a little bit more than that, but not a lot bigger. Yep.
Well, right. And I guess that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. It just becomes when Clemson goes to play an SEC game, it's they gear up for one game.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, they've gone to Texas A&M and Auburn in the last three seasons and won road games. So is it the fact six road games or four road games instead of one? In some years, they're playing in South Carolina and at an SEC school. That's two road SEC games, and they're winning them.
My point is after that game, what if you went and played another game against Florida? It's 80,000 people. Well, at the next game, you got to go play. You're going to have an off game. It's going to happen. And when and where that off game happens, it can be heavily influenced about who and where you're playing.
Yeah, I get it, John. I mean, I see what you're saying. And this is the argument that a lot of people like. Rich, when you're ready to talk about this, man. Well, you think this is hogwash?
Yeah, when did all of a sudden that it was the crowd that dictated a win and a loss? I mean, going to Tennessee right now, I don't care if it's 100,000 people or not. That's not a good team.
It's true.
Right? In Florida for the past few years, same scenario. And I've seen Clemson struggle at home.
Yes.
I see teams struggle at home. Remember Alabama and Citadel, first half. They struggled. That was at home. So I don't understand how we're equating all of a sudden that it's based on the toughness of how many fans are in a stadium.
What I remember is
looking at who you're playing in terms of their talent level. That's what's going to dictate if you're going to struggle or not. Not necessarily the fans. Now, can it be a tougher environment? Yes. Obviously, but just like we saw last night at Clemson, you can struggle. I mean, at the Clemson basketball game, you can struggle on the road when there's nobody there because there's no energy. There's nothing to get the team going. And a lot of times players, they feed off of being able to quiet the opposing fan base. And when you don't have that, it can be tougher times to play then, but at the end of the day, it's all about the talent level that you're playing. That's what it boils down to. It's not about the fans.
Georgia's road SEC schedule next year: at Vanderbilt, at Tennessee, at Auburn, Florida at a neutral site. I don't think that's that big of a test. Vanderbilt and Tennessee on the road? No. To your point, 100,000 in Tennessee. Tennessee's not a great football team. Play in front of 200,000.
No, because everybody wants to look at when you, and I can understand it. You think of Tennessee, you think of Florida, you think back to when both of those teams were competing for national championships.
Yes.
And they're just not those type of teams now. So every conference, every team goes through a cycle of ups and downs. So there's going to be teams that are good. There's going to be teams that are below their historical average in terms of wins, right?
Yep.
And it's the same way with conference. And I think right now the SEC is not this dominant conference. You have one or two teams that are obviously at the top in terms of like an Alabama. But beyond that, I mean, now I get it to your point too. Georgia's a very good team.
Yes.
They just haven't been able to get over that hump. They've been a little bit snake bitten as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think obviously, I mean, Kirby's got them in a position where they're going to be a tough out for anybody.
They are. So Bama's road SEC schedule next year at South Carolina, a place that Clemson has won recently as well, at Texas A&M. Clemson won at Texas A&M last year, at Auburn. Clemson won at Auburn just a couple of years ago, at Mississippi State. So, John from Atlanta, when you hear that, how much is that worth? Is it because there's four in one season? Because Clemson has gone to all these places except Mississippi State and won recently, and won in convincing fashion at a couple times. It's an interesting take. Man, William, feel free to call anytime. Heck, call back, man. He lit the upstate on fire with his comments today. Phone lines are open, 654-ROAR, 986-1566 on the text line. A lot of people fired up. And again, I spent almost 20 years in Georgia. Moved back here 18 months ago. So I've heard callers like this for a really long time. Georgia's got to prove it at this point. You've got to take that next step. You've got to win the game. You've got to not call a fake punt with 4 minutes left in the game to try to beat Alabama. Again, at the time, Georgia talked about how great they were last year. Oh, we barely lost to Alabama. Still put us in the playoffs. Clemson beat Alabama by 4 touchdowns. They did. And then Georgia went and got beat by Texas in a bowl game. Georgia's 3 toughest games last year, lost to Texas, lost to Alabama, lost to LSU. Blowout lost to LSU. You got to do better. It's interesting. Didn't think Georgia fans would be wandering in here today. Thank you, William from Georgia. And if nothing else, as a texter said on the text line, you gave us a reprieve from talking Clemson basketball. For those of you just getting in your car, gut punch last night. Clemson, in my opinion, as poorly as they played, was a disaster at times. As poorly as they shot the basketball, 3 of 19 from three, they still had the lead and the ball with 30 seconds left and a chance to win that game. And they should have won it. Is Clemson basketball snake bit? It feels that way, Richmond. It does. And you mentioned this earlier.
They are.
They get to the end of these games. I am the ultimate optimist. I at no point yesterday thought Clemson was going to lose. I thought this was going to be, they're playing their bad game at the right time. It's good when you play a bad game against a bad team. That's the right time to play your bad game. You don't want to play your bad game against Duke. You want to play it on the road against Miami because you can still win. Clemson just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, and that's why it's more frustrating that they lost the game, because as poorly as they were playing in the first half, so was Miami. But then Miami just went on their run, and I didn't have that same optimistic feel that you did. For whatever reason, I just felt that there was something missing about the game last night. And again, I don't know if it was the crowd, because there was no energy in the arena whatsoever, but Clemson just came out very sluggish, but so did Miami. It was just that beginning of the second half, and Clemson goes into a zone, and I just felt that, hey, let's get back to that man-to-man defense that Brunell's known for and try to lock these guys down. And Miami just was able to make some shots, and Clemson wasn't for a 8-minute stretch. But they never were, I mean, they were down by 10, but it never felt like they were going to get blown out. I wouldn't have to say that.
I think Miami hit 7 of their first 8 three-pointers to start the second half. They were 8 of 15 for the half, which is incredible shooting from 3. It's just one of those things. But, man, a big setback for the Tigers. You did all that work to go from 1-5 to 5-5 in the conference. You get that scalp that you needed. You got Virginia Tech. You got the marquee win. All the bracketologists are putting you into the tournament. Now you're probably back out again. You're going to have to earn your way back.
Yeah, I think they're out now. I mean, Joe Lunardi had them at a 10 seed.
Yes.
That is basically out.
Yes, after their worst loss of the season at this point. A Miami team that not only hasn't been winning ACC games, hasn't been winning games at all. They're 11-13 and 3-9 in the conference.
But now they were coming off of a very good game against North Carolina.
Yes.
Sent North Carolina into overtime and ended up losing by 3. So they had some confidence going into the game.
Yep.
But still, they were 2-9. And you've got to beat them on the road if you want to be a tournament team. You just have to. That's a black eye on the body of work for Clemson basketball.
And next up for Clemson will be Louisville on the road. A Louisville team that you thought the Clemson loss was bad last night. Louisville's lost to Duke earlier this week, an all-timer. Will that be a hangover game for Louisville? Or will they come out fighting? That's going to be a big game on Saturday. Clemson's got a chance to immediately right the ship, right? If you can go up to Louisville and win that game against a ranked team, that's your best road win of the year at that point, and get you right back in it. So it's not over yet, but it's a painful place to be. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. They're a foundation repair company in Camden, providing residential foundation repair services, foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows, tilting or leaning walls. They offer quality products, proven services, and professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem. You can get a free quote as well, foundationrepairssouthcarolina.com. Canty can fix these common problems: cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that stick or become jammed, cracks in foundation walls and drywall, cracked and sunken concrete. Please go to Foundation Repairs South Carolina. Check out our friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. My good friend Richmond Weaver's alongside. We've been talking Clemson basketball. We've been talking a lot of Georgia football, of all things. Get in the phones with us, 654-ROAR, text line 986-1566. We'll be right back. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers take on first-year head coach Chris Mack and perennial national power, the Louisville Cardinals, in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center in hopes of bringing home a resume-building win. Pre-game starts at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over $2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's operational services team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
Craving some local nightlife fun? Visit Pub Blue Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 for live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food like fresh ground gourmet burgers, duck wings, and elevated sandwiches. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information and check them out on the Untapped app for a list of current available beers. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717, 286 Market Street in Seneca next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680.
Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler. My good friend Richmond Weaver here is co-host today. Zach Orr with us as well. Happy Valentine's Day to you. It's a big day today. Yes, it's February 14th. There's somebody out there listening. You're like, what? It's Valentine's Day? I just did you a favor. You're welcome. Big day for love. William from Georgia not sharing the love today. Lighten everything up about Georgia football earlier. Phones have been ringing off the hook since then. Let's go to Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, what's on your mind, bud?
Oh, doing great, guys. Hey, appreciate you letting me in. And William, I just want to say happy Valentine's Day to you. And I would love to invite you to call your athletic director and beg to put Clemson back on your schedule. That's all we want. You know, you can sit there and run your mouth. You can talk about SEC. You can do all the things that you want to do that beats the chest of a fairly decent conference. And that's what I'm saying, a fairly decent conference, because Clemson has gone into the lion's den three times this year, this past season. We went to Texas A&M at 104,000 screaming traditionalites, the Aggie chants and all that stuff, and we walked away with a win. We went and took care of South Carolina by three touchdowns, moral victory aside. And then we went out to San Francisco, and we punched the biggest guy in the yard square in the mouth, and he did not return punch. He stood there and looked at us with his eyes tearing up, and then we finished it off. All you have to do, William, from Georgia, is get your athletic director on the line and tell him to put Clemson on. And don't give the whine about, oh, but we play such a hard schedule. So what? It doesn't matter. If you want to be the best, you've got to B-E-A-T, beat the best. And right now, Clemson is the best. Whether you respect the conference or not, whether you respect the man or not, we're the best as it is right now. And at the end of the day, we've got more national championships than Georgia does. So, you know, sign up, play us. We'll do home and home. We'll go wherever you want to play. Just play us. Quit belly aching about it and beg to play. Georgia fan, this is all on you. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Guys, y'all have a happy Valentine's Day. Thanks.
Yeah, Dave, go get it. And he signs off with happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
He had the passion and then make sure to get in his service message, right?
Yep.
Valentine's Day.
And he's right. There's one team that's on the top of the mountain right now, and they're not in the SEC. And a really good point. He beat three SEC teams last year. Clemson beat three SEC teams last year. And two of the games weren't even close. I was at the Texas A&M game. Goofy game. Shouldn't have been as close as it was either. You smash South Carolina. You smash Alabama. That's how you do your talking. So, good stuff there. James from Seneca wants to talk Clemson basketball. All right, James, what you got, man? This is going to be painful,
hey,
I can tell.
Doing,
hey, I'm doing good. What's up?
After watching the game last night, you know, I like Brunell, but something got to happen, man. You can't lose on the road to Miami. Like, I don't see how, unless we just go settle for mediocre, I guess, and accept it. If we want to compete for a title, I don't think he can get us to that next level, man. Not with us losing to scrubs on the road. There's no way we should be losing to Miami. That should have been an easily 10-point victory.
Yeah, James, I agree. It's a game, Richmond, you said it earlier, it's a game a good team does not lose. And last night, Clemson was not a good team. I know I'm the optimist guy. Season's not over.
No,
but
now
your back's against the wall, though.
It is. I agree with you 100%. Season's not over. There's still a lot of opportunity that you can play yourself into the tournament. It's just that you are up against the wall, and the margin of error is very slim now, and you're hoping that you wouldn't be in that position as you're coming down the stretch, because what happens in February, all of the teams now, their level of intensity increases dramatically because everybody's fighting for the same thing.
Yes.
And so that's why if you can put some deposits in earlier in the season, then you're not in a situation where you're having your backs up against the wall because you've already built a body of work that can sustain if you do fall on the road to Miami. Because it doesn't matter. Anytime you're on the road, it's tough to play.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad the team is. It's always tough to
play. Any road ACC win is a good one.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if it's in the ACC or not, in the SEC, in the Pac-12,
yeah,
in the Big Ten. Anytime you're on the road, it's a tough situation, regardless of how bad the team is. It's just the reality of it.
Tough loss for Clemson last night. So we're going back and forth. Somebody wants to talk about Clemson basketball. Now somebody wants to talk about
real quick. Let's address Clemson basketball real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're an optimist, and I love that about you, Mark.
Yes.
It's great. I can't get enough of it. But here on the Mickey Pyler show, we like to do something called win game. They have seven games remaining in this season. You're coming off of a brutal loss against Miami last night. Seven games remaining. You got four at home, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
Of those four at home, it's Florida State, it's Boston College, it's North Carolina, and it's Syracuse. You got to win all four to have
probably
a shot at a postseason chance here. So you're going to beat a top 10 North Carolina team. You're going to beat a Florida State team that, by your own admission, they have struggled with, and they always get a game from Florida State. It's been tough to deal with the athleticism of that squad. How do you look at this team and go, it's not over after losing to what was a two-win in-conference Miami team at Miami last night. All good road wins in the ACC are all road wins are good wins in the ACC. I don't know if that's true over a what was a two-win squad down there in Miami last night.
You're making some really good points. You do have Pittsburgh and Notre Dame on the road. So again, the magic number to me is 9-9. If you can be 9-9 in the conference, win one ACC tournament game, I think you're squarely, you're probably the ultimate bubble team, Zach, at that point. I know. But if you do run the table at home, I mean, if you can beat Florida State and or North Carolina at home, that is a second top 15 team that you take down. So it's there. I mean, right now, if Clemson's schedule was left with a bunch of schmoes, then there would be a problem. But there is a path here.
You think
looking
you
at those
ranked
teams.
Can you lose this weekend to Louisville?
Yes.
You can.
I think you can. Now, if you get beat by 25, that's a little bit different. But you lose this weekend, and then you turn around and beat Florida State and Boston College. You're having the same conversation you and I were having yesterday, right? You're squarely right in the middle. You're on the bubble. That's what a bubble team is. I mean, there are no great bubble teams.
I mean, I'm with you. They're
there
on
there
the
are no bubble
right
teams now. You look at and you're like, man, that team's really, really good.
They were on
no,
the bubble last
for
night.
A reason.
They were a distant 10 seed, according to Lenardi. They were 30, was it 39 in the net rankings, I
That's
believe?
Right. Yep. Yeah, 39.
So you lose against Louisville this weekend, which let's chalk that up as a loss right now.
That's a top 15 Louisville team.
That's a top 15 Louisville team, yep. And I get that. But you lose that, you're all of a sudden on a losing streak here. You got a Florida State team coming to town. That's a tough ask there for a Clemson basketball team that's been full of up and downs. You talked earlier about putting some wins in the bank earlier in the season. They couldn't do that.
Yep.
They struggled against a tough schedule at the start of the season. The schedule doesn't get – it got easier in the beginning or in the middle of the season, but now you got two ranked teams in your last eight here or last seven here. It's going to be tough for this team to make any sort of push for the postseason, and I don't see it sitting here on Valentine's Day at 7:35 in the morning.
There's a chance. Are you saying there's a chance? And again,
no.
That's the way that I look at it.
Zach is saying no. Zach's saying there is not a chance. And I think that's also what is interesting. The ACC did no favors to Clemson in terms of their schedule to start the season. When you talk at Duke, at Syracuse, and then follow that up with Virginia.
Yes.
I mean, that's a tough way to start the schedule. It really is. Because I don't care how bad Syracuse is playing in the Carrier Dome against Jim Boeheim and that 2-3 zone, that's a very difficult place to play.
It is.
So
it's not over.
They didn't have an opportunity, really, to come out of the gates and establish themselves with a couple of victories at the beginning of the season.
You were a top 25 team coming into the season here. You went and played in a tournament up in Newark, New Jersey, got housed by Mississippi State, if everybody remembers correctly.
Yes.
You got embarrassed up there in Prudential Center.
Yep.
You come back and you start conference play with a team that was laden with senior talent and senior leadership.
Agreed.
To come in and start that way, you can't have that. You can't. Regardless of the opponent, you can't have that.
The team's been banged up, but they're not banged up anymore.
Nope.
And that's what makes last night's loss hurt so much. Even against NC State, there were still guys that it felt like weren't at 100%. And now they are. It's hard to explain away. And again, you're going to have to win some games that maybe on paper you don't look like you should win. I'm still hanging on to the optimist side, though. A big loss at Louisville this weekend and things get really bad. But if you turn around and win at Louisville, the darkest moment of this season before last night was right after that NC State loss. Clemson rebounded with four straight wins. And I know it wasn't the most difficult schedule in the world, but Virginia Tech was on that. You win four in a row to get back in it. They're still squarely in it and on the bubble. There are no great bubble teams, Zach.
So the win game
no
again.
No great bubble teams.
The win game again, Mark. Seven games left. What games are they winning? They're going to lose against Louisville by your own admission.
More than likely.
Right?
Yep. You're going to beat Boston College at home.
Well, let's go in order. You're going to beat Florida State at home.
You've got a good – if you lose to Louisville, then that Florida State game is one of those what I'd call desperation games.
So win or
where
loss.
You've got to win it to move on.
So you're going
to
win it.
They will win that game.
Boston College?
Absolutely. Boston so College is not a good basketball team.
Pittsburgh? Yep.
You can beat Pitt on the road. Absolutely, they can win that game.
A top 10 North Carolina team coming to town. That somehow – by the way, how is North Carolina like under the radar this year?
Nobody's talking about
Zero.
Them.
Zero. Nobody is.
I think it's because Duke and Virginia and Tennessee are so compelling with so many storylines, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't think you're beating that North Carolina team if history is a guide.
3-2.
Yep.
Notre Dame.
Yes.
You're going up to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's not a great basketball
team. Notre
Dame's
not good, but still, it's on the road.
It's on the road. It's mm-hmm. still a tough place to play.
I think you've got a good chance to beat Notre Dame, and I think you can beat Syracuse at home.
So you got him going 5-2 down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they need to go 5-2 down the stretch.
You have them going 5-2 down
the
stretch.
Yes, 4-3 or 5-2 down the stretch. Yeah. And if they do either one of those, then you're walking into the ACC tournament where I think one win gets you in the tournament. I do.
At 4-3, one win in the ACC tournament does not get them
You're 9-9 in the best conference in the country.
Doesn't get them in.
No.
There will be probably 9-10 teams in the ACC that go to the tournament this year. And Clemson would be right on the bottom part of that.
Yeah, and what's the marquee win?
The marquee win would be Virginia Tech, and in my world, Florida State. That'd be two top 15 teams that you've beaten. Again, they're going to have to win. They're going to have to beat either Florida State or North Carolina. They're going to have a chance.
I can't see them going 4-3 and then one win in the ACC, and that gets them.
9-9, two top 15 team wins, two top 15 wins, and one tournament win.
Florida State's 17 right now, aren't they?
I think so, yes. I think they're just outside of the top 15.
Yep. Yeah. So, but if they win this weekend, they'll probably be right there.
And that's the unfortunate reality of it, though. You talked about that NC State game again. If Scar can get out there a half inch more, he blocks that shot in three-pointer, yes, and you got a marquee win up there. If Sheldon Mitchell can get a half inch higher last night, you block that shot at the free throw line, and you get out of there with a win in Miami, and then you're looking at maybe 10, 11 wins in the conference, where one game in the ACC tournament definitely gets you into the tournament. But here we are now.
Yep. It's called the bubble for a reason, guys.
Well, of course. And
nobody's sexy on the bubble at all.
No, they're not. But it's also relative to what other teams across the country are doing as well. So that's the unfortunate thing for Clemson, is that they've got to complete some type of body of work, and then they've got to rely on some other teams that are on this bubble,
yes,
to falter as well for them to have a shot. And that's where we had talked about. That's why you've got to get some of those early victories, and so you can bank up, you know, these wins, so you don't have to be so reliant on other teams, how they're performing later on in the year.
That'll be interesting to watch. Hey, phone lines are open. There have been some guys on there that are patient. Please hang on through the next commercial break. Before we get out of here, I want to tell you about our friends at Carolina Heating Service. They are committed to giving you the highest value of heating and air conditioning solutions. They do that with the right products and the right highly trained employees. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction above all else. They will do the right thing at all times with honesty, integrity, passion, and caring. And with deals like this, get a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. Call for an estimate, limited time offer, Carolina Heating Services, 864-707-0924. You can also get them online at carolinaheating.com. Mark Childress, Richmond Weaver in for Mickey Plyler. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Grainger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Grainger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Grainger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Grainger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Grainger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015. The Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this.
Welcome back in to the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress sitting in for Mickey Plyler. You can find me on Twitter at Childress Mark. My good friend Richmond Weaver is in here as well. Zach Orr. Been a crazy day today. William from Georgia called in and stirred things up earlier, and we still got some fans that want to give their rebuttal. So, Mike from Anderson, what are your thoughts on William? He's a big believer in Georgia football.
Well, yeah. I wondered how long, and I got in my vehicle late and didn't hear William, but I know pretty much what was said. This has been coming for a while. William from Georgia, you know what I mean, calls Mickey and Zach's show every day, and he talks about how close Georgia came and how tough the SEC is and how great their recruiting classes is, blah, blah, blah. I live in a world that's result-oriented. I think Dabo was 2-2 against Saban, and two of those wins got us a national championship. I think Kirby Smart is 0-2 against Saban. Georgia to me is Michigan State from a few years ago, Oregon from a few years back, TCU from about 10 years back. Every year they're relevant. They're in the conversation. Well, they're going to do this. They're going to do that. And then they don't do anything. They've had two shots against Alabama in the past two seasons. They came close, but in the end, they lost. They also remind me, there used to be a boxer back in the day. I'm going way back in the 70s. His name was Jerry Quarry. He was a great white hope. And every time Quarry had a fight, he was going to do this, he was going to do that. He punched pretty good. He made the boxing match close, but in the end, he would get his brains beat out, just like Georgia. I hate that I have to follow Dave from Simpsonville because he really brings it. But the bottom line at the end of the day, William, from Georgia. You don't have anything to talk about, man. You've not won an SEC. You've not won a national championship. You've made the CFP one time in five seasons. I don't care how good your recruiting class is this year, last year, next year. You are a wannabe. WANNA/BE. You're a wannabe. When you win something, let me know. Thanks a lot, Mark. I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Mike. Wannabe with a slash. I love it. JD from Anderson also wants to talk about William. JD, what's on your mind, bud?
Yeah, my thing about William is, you know, and the fellow Mike just hit on the same thing. You know, you hear it every year being from the upstate here. There's always Georgia fans littered around the area. Every year it's the Dogs are going to do this. Can't wait to see the Dogs do that. And I'm a Gamecock fan, and I have high hopes for the Gamecocks every year. But the long and short of it is, both of those teams' rival is Clemson, and Clemson is the top dog right now. Carolina hung 35 on Clemson, but we got demolished, had no defense for them. They scored every time they touched the ball. That's just life. It's the way it goes. Do I want us to play better? Yeah, but the long and short of it is there's no point in barking up these trees if you've really got no sound in your bark. And just another thing I wanted to hit on with you guys talking about Clemson basketball a second ago, I really thought that even if they do go 5-2 to finish out, they're going to have to beat a Virginia or a Duke or a North Carolina in the ACC tournament to get in as a bubble team. But that's all I got. Thanks, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right, JD. And a good transition for us, too. William stirred some things up. Need to talk Clemson basketball. If Clemson goes 5-2 down the stretch, they're going to the tournament, guys. They are. That would mean at least one win over a top 20 team. That means you're probably beating either Florida State or North Carolina or both. And if you're doing that, you've got a great chance to make the tournament. I think you're going. Everybody's looking at me crazy today. I'm the only one.
No, you could go 5-2 and lose to North Carolina.
Yeah, I technically
and
you
Florida
could.
State.
Yes, yep. But more than likely, you're not going to go 5-2 and lose two home games. In my opinion, that means you're running table on the road. So we shall see. Joe from Greenville wants to talk Clemson basketball. Joe, where's your head at today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I don't keep up with college basketball in general a whole lot, and specifically Clemson basketball a whole lot. I am a fan, but I was just curious. I know we're like an upperclassman laden team, senior laden team. Who do we lose, and what are we going to look like next year? I mean, is it going to be? And I hate to say this, but is the excuse going to be, well, it's a rebuilding year. We're young. We're starting over. I mean, It just really gets kind of old. And just a side note to William and all the SEC honks, I just want to kind of reiterate what Mickey says and kind of agree with that guy talking about the attendance. That's all the SEC is. It's big stadiums, big crowds with big bands and lots of tubas. And thank you for taking my call, and y'all have a great day.
Well said, Joe. So a better question and a better way to phrase your question is, who is actually returning to the Clemson basketball team next year? Because you're losing Marquise Reed, you're losing Shelton Mitchell, you're losing Elijah Thomas, you're losing David Scarra, and you're going to have to reload. And right now, there's been three letters of intent signed for Clemson basketball, and they're all guards. Alamir Dawes, Chase Hunter from down in Atlanta, and Alex Hemingway from out in Indiana. And they're three what I would call smaller guards, 6'2", 6'3", probably 170 to 180 in size. And again, you've got some good talent there, but you're replacing, in my opinion, you know, two of the most talented guards that have been through Clemson in a long time with Reed and Mitchell. So, Mark, the ultimate optimist, I don't want to start talking about next season yet. I'm concerned about that because you're losing a lot of talent, and I don't care what sport you're playing. If you're going to lose three or four senior leaders, just like the Clemson defense, you're losing a lot of senior leadership off that team this year. That's going to look a lot different next year, and it's going to fall on the coaching staff. So Brownell's got his work cut out for him for the 2019-2020 season.
He really does, and I think you can look at this past year, just losing Gabe DeVoe and Dante Grantham. Now, we know
yes.
Grantham was hurt for the second half of the season, but, I mean, losing just those two seniors I feel has had a big impact. I think Gabe DeVoe helped them from a spacing standpoint and was obviously a really good three-point shooter, especially yep. his junior and senior seasons. So for now, building the team that we have right now, it was really built on transfers. And it's interesting to see that it is going to be a rebuilding type of situation, as now it's, is it going to be just, you know, with freshmen? And from a size perspective, Javen White still has another year of eligibility.
Yep.
Right. And then you got Trey Jemison, big 7-footer. He's raw. Can he get better? Amir Sims is going to be your guy. He's going to be the best player. Now, Clyde Trapp has some explosiveness, a little erratic at times, but he's that athletic guy that can make some things happen, but he's just that tweener. But who's going to be the guy that it can take over like Marquise Reed has been able to do, that can do some isolation type of things? And when things fall apart, you got to have a guy that can score. And right now, I don't see anybody necessarily on that roster other than can Amir Sims be that type of guy? And that's what I think is going to be a tough challenge for Brad Brunell, to be able to replace those type of guys. And then, to your point, size-wise, there's just really nobody that's going to be able to down low. Elijah Thomas, talking about a block specialist. I think that's probably one thing that a lot of people don't really understand, how he does change points in the paint for opposing teams. He might not block them all, right? But he's at least making some guys alter their shots. Now, it's unfortunate that he gets into foul trouble quite a bit, but he's at least somebody that's in there to make the offensive understand, okay, we might have to change our game plan per se. Now, they still have an opportunity potentially with this Christian Brown from Oak Hill. He's back apparently, being quartered by Clemson. He's opened it back up, but is it going to be NC State? Is it going to be South Carolina that has a better shot, with him? Who's to say? But that would be a big win if Brad Brunell could get him. And it doesn't help at all that Zion obviously didn't sign with Clemson. Yeah,
how different would things be?
The world is getting to see what Zion is all about. So it just puts a magnifying glass on the situation at Clemson, in my opinion, just based on what Zion is doing.
Is Clemson basketball snake bit? You had Dante Grantham going down last year. Zion goes in a different direction. Remember, Thomas and Marquise Reed both missed time early this season. And again, every team's going to have injuries, and I am not making excuses. But last night, that's one of the worst shots to go in at the end of a basketball game, in my opinion. It was just one of those things, man. And it feels snake bit. That's what you said in the first segment today.
Yes.
And I'm having a hard time getting off of that.
And it is. And we've seen it again with Clemson football. They've been snake bit before.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
how
many games do, Georgia Tech? I mean, I remember some of those games. How did George Godsey make that pass, to beat us? Florida State back in the early 90s. I remember the night game against Florida State. I mean, how in the world did Charlie Ward, do what he did at the end of the game? There's all these type of examples that have happened in football, and, can basketball get over that? But basketball's been that way. I mean, my freshman year, 1989, we make an unbelievable comeback in the NCAA tournament against BYU to get into the Sweet 16. Now we're facing Connecticut, and 1 second left, and Scott Burrell throws length of the court pass to Tate George, turn around, buries it. That would have put us in the Elite Eight if we make that. I mean, it's just all of those type of things, and how many times have we said free throw shooting has hurt Clemson basketball? And we shoot 100% last night.
15 of 15. Yeah, they kept showing the stat in the second half. Clemson still hasn't missed a free throw. I'm like, stop talking about it. The announcer jinx actually did not come through last night. So a tough one for Clemson, but I haven't given up hope yet. Baseball season's around the corner too. I tell you what Clemson needs. If you want to help Clemson basketball the most, there's four more home games. Be it all four home games.
Without a doubt. Now, we know the North Carolina game is already sold out.
Yes.
To be expected, but be there for the other games. Now, it's a tough one Tuesday night.
Next week.
9 p.m. Florida State. I get that, but
In Mark's scenario that we walked through with Zach in the last segment, If Clemson doesn't get Louisville this weekend, I think that Florida State game becomes the season, right? I think that's the desperation game. A little bit like the Virginia Tech game was this past weekend, where Clemson has fought all the way back. You want to get back to 500, get yourself back in it. That Florida State game will be a big one. So they'll need a big crowd, but that 9 o'clock start makes it tough.
Yeah, they almost need, it's like a 2-for-1 now. To offset that Miami loss, they need to win on the road against Louisville and beat a Florida State at home.
Yes. That would certainly help. Worst loss of the season from multiple perspectives. Man, Miami's won 3 conference games, including that one last night. That makes it a challenge. Hey, one more hour of the show coming up. We'll have the Northland Communication phone lines open, 654-ROAR. Text line, 986-1566. There have been a lot of texts to the text line today that I cannot read on air, but I have enjoyed them. So please, keep them coming. It's been good stuff. Mark Childress here, and for Mickey Plyler, Richmond Weaver with me as well. Hey, there's local programming on Saturday mornings here on The Roar now. If you did not know, the Mark Childress Show, Saturday mornings at 9. You can hear me in Richmond this Saturday, 9 o'clock. We got some great guests lined up already. Have a lot of fun on that show on Saturday mornings. So you've been asking for more local programming on The Roar, and they have listened. So we're very excited about being with you guys on Saturday mornings. You can also find me on Twitter, at Childress Mark. Zach talked about the Twitter, the Roar bump for Twitter. That's been there for me. A lot of folks have been jumping in, interfacing with me, so really appreciate it, and good stuff to talk about there. We'll continue the Clemson basketball talk final hour. We talked a little bit more about Josh Belk. He's left South Carolina. That interesting saga that started at Clemson has continued, and a new chapter for him, if you will. This is the Mickey Plyler Show.